I appreciate you guys, and everybody continue listening to this damn podcast. These people bringing some serious value. Don't be stupid. Listen and then implement some shit.
And I like what you're doing with your marketing. Just about to buy one of your courses, actually.
You know, when you hear about affiliate relations, it's like, oh, okay, so this is someone just trying to sell you, and that's it. I mean, we bought it, you sold us, but you've supported us above and beyond anything I've ever expected. Better than like many companies support their own business. So I appreciate that tremendously.
You guys are brilliant. You have so much personality, and you made it enjoyable. So for anybody else that's thinking about getting on your show, they should definitely do it because you guys are awesome.
Yes.
Awesome. I appreciate that. All right.
Boom, boom, sh, boom, boom. Boom,
what's up, everybody? Boom, you're listening to the Hustle and Flowchart podcast with your boys, Matt Wolf and Joe Fear.
Wiki.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Hustle and Flowchart podcast. My name is Matt Wolf. I'm here with Joe Fear, and today's a special day.
That's my name, Joe Fear.
Yeah.
Don't wear it out.
Joe Fire.
No, don't say that. So many people get that screwed up.
Every time we go to conferences, everybody calls him Joe Fire.
It's okay. Just don't screw it up. All right.
So why is today a special day?
Today is our 100th episode of the Hustle and Flowchart podcast. Yep. We're actually streaming this live on Facebook right now. We haven't done that in a while. And we're actually outside on my deck.
Yep.
It's kind of nice. And my wife, Heather, wrote a nice thing. We'll probably take a picture and put it in the show notes, but has a big written on the glass 100th episode of the Hustle and Flowchart podcast. We wanted to do like confetti and balloons and weird stuff like that, but we didn't have the time nor really the desire to. But yeah, so in this episode, we wanted to kind of like recap what this is funny because we're recording this outside and like I live next door to my parents-in-law, and then, you know, creepily Heather's sister is creeping up the backyard to try to stay out of shot. Little behind the scenes. But no, we want to basically do a recap of the 99 episodes prior to this.
Yeah, and just kind of discuss, there's a kind of handful of things that we want to discuss on this episode. So one, we want to kind of look back at the year and a half we've been doing this, the last 99 episodes, and talk about some of our favorite moments, talk about some of our audience's favorite moments. We sort of polled our audience and got them to talk about some of their favorite moments. And, also talk a little bit about what we've learned about podcasting and some of the techniques that we've used to grow this podcast so fast, because honestly, this podcast has doubled month over month over month. Every month has been double the month prior, where people are talking about it more on Facebook. We were recently asked to be icons at an event where they bring out some big name podcasters, and I guess they considered us big enough names to be icons at the event.
I don't know why.
So the momentum behind this podcast keeps on growing and growing, and we thought maybe we'd talk a little bit about some of the things that we did to grow the podcast and some of the lessons we've learned along the way.
Yeah. So, we polled our people and our peeps. It's always cool, by the way, if you ever reached out, like, please reach out to us. If you ever, when you listen to this stuff, if you're on Facebook, or just email us. I gave it out before, but joe@evergreenprofits.com. You can figure out what Matt's is pretty easily from that. But no,
don't email.
Don't email Matt. I'm the nice guy here. But we're starting to get more people reaching out, and that's probably the coolest thing, is to hear your feedback, because we want to figure out what you want to listen to. And you know, we say it often that we're pretty selfish on the podcast, but at the same time, we're obviously pulling out the best tidbits for you as well. So anything, any feedback, we're totally welcome to it.
Yeah, it's interesting. We were actually having this conversation just a little bit earlier today, talking about how, we have been selfish with our podcast, but our philosophy has been be protective of our audience, teach our audience a bunch of really, really good stuff. But then when we have guests on, be very selfish with the guests as well. So we bring on guests based on what the audience wants to hear. We ask questions based on what we need help with in our own business.
Yeah, no, it's super cool, but it's kind of been working out for the 100 episodes, 99 that is. Yeah. I don't know, this one could totally bomb and, you know, fire and explosions happen.
A little behind the scenes, most people don't realize this, but we've actually recorded through like 110 episodes.
That's true.
So we've
recorded
like 110 episodes, but you know, a lot of our episodes don't get released until weeks and sometimes even months after we recorded them. So, we actually do have something like 110 episodes in the can.
Yeah.
What are you looking at? You see any questions or comments?
No, I just see we have a lot of people on here. I saw David Frey pop in here. Aaron Fletcher's looking. Moffitt was on there. Jason my mom, like I said. And yeah, I think Aaron just posted some dancing lady or something. Oh, is that nice. What we need in the frame here? if you don't know what we're referring to, just go to the show notes. We'll post this video link to it. But yeah, let's get into some of like ours and also our fans, listeners, favorite episodes. And mm-hmm. I mean,
we'll talk about some of the biggest takeaways from them too.
Totally. Yeah. But I want to start with Roland.
Yeah.
I mean,
our number one most downloaded episode ever, right? As of this recording, our number one most downloaded episode is Roland Frazier.
Roland Frazier from Digital Marketer and like 100 other businesses that you won't find him on the org chart.
Mm-hmm.
Strategically done that way. But that dude is just a magician. We're totally grateful to be fortunate that Bob Serling actually invited us into a mastermind with Roland. So we'll see him later this week. But the guy is like this episode that we did with him, which we're going to have like around 2, 3, 4, or 5, is just like he basically broke down step by step the opportunities that he's faced with. You imagine like the more and more opportunity or bigger of a name you become, the more things you have your hands in, the more opportunities flow your way.
Yeah.
And it could be the freaking death of your business mm-hmm. and your time and your life if you just pursue every single one of them.
Yeah. And that's really what that episode was about, was he actually broke down this step-by-step process of exactly if you have a lot of things going on right now in your business, here is how you decide which opportunities to pursue. And a Digital Marketer and throughout his various businesses, he has a very, very systematic approach, a very concrete Excel spreadsheet process for figuring out, should we pursue this opportunity or is this going to be a waste of time? And I'd never even... I mean, the idea of creating a process to decide what opportunities to pursue was like something that never even crossed my mind.
I think he made a software about it. I think he was going to give it away for free. It probably is live by the time that this thing goes live. It probably already is. Mm-hmm. Where I think he was going to give it away for free, and you can literally run, all right, I have this opportunity. Here's the opportunity as a whole from the outside perspective. What I have going on now, traffic, gaps in the market. There's all of these factors, and he had the scorecard essentially at the end. He's like, is it worth it or not?
Yeah,
it's pretty black and white if you run it through the ringer.
Yeah, no, but I mean, as from a audience perspective, when we polled our audience about their favorite episodes, it was no surprise that that was the one that came up the most. It's also no surprise that that's the most downloaded episode.
Totally. Well, he did go on a sharing spree too and kind of put it on the dark webs of the internet. Maybe the dark web. I don't know.
We don't know we stretched that far.
But that's our secret traffic tactics.
So I think what I liked about Roland's episode the most was I actually got a ton of insights into the behind the scenes of Digital Marketer as a company. I thought his process for deciding which opportunities to pursue was really a fascinating process. But I thought the part that was really, really cool that I was like, this is so awesome that we're hearing it straight from his mouth, was that we heard the progression of Digital Marketer and Traffic and Conversion Summit and how that business grew and what sort of things changed once Roland came in and started kind of putting his fingerprints on it. And I thought that was actually the most fascinating part for me of that episode, was really getting that behind the scenes perspective from somebody like on the ground working on that business.
Well, it just shows you, and we're actually, in full transparency, kind of going through a similar change, I feel like, but like where you have two heads of the business that approach things slightly differently, but with the same goal in mind. You could see it from our personalities on the podcast if you don't know us personally. But unless you have a team or a leader or some kind of person to help you organize shit and to kind of get yourself in order and think strategically and kind of keep you on pace with the direction, that's pretty much what Roland did.
Mm-hmm.
He went in there kind of sneakily. He tells the story of how he even got their attention, which was super cool.
Yeah.
He basically paid for their mastermind war room, which now he runs.
Yeah.
And and essentially that's how he got starting conversation. But because of him, and I'm sure other factors, but he told the story of how that business completely flipped.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's where I feel a lot of us struggle with, because we're just trying to do it all ourselves, or even with our partner, like we don't have that talent to let's scale this thing, let's be smart with our time,
yeah,
not do 50 billion things out there,
just yeah,
do a few things that are really damn good and go deep.
And you and I, we've been to every single Traffic and Conversion since the very first ones back in Austin, and we've just seen this progression of these events just get bigger and bigger and bigger, and we talked to him about that, and I thought just kind of hearing about, you know, that progression was really interesting, because back in the early days, it was, I mean, it seemed like kind of a black hat conference. Like, we were learning strategies.
He even admitted that.
Yeah, he admitted it. And we were going, man, is some of this stuff they're teaching legal? But
no, it wasn't. It is now.
It is now. Yeah. But, you know, back in the day, it was a completely different conference than it is now. And a lot of that was Roland's influence on the business. And hearing that progression of how he changed that was really, really cool.
Yeah. No, totally. So check that episode for sure. Dennis Yu is another big one.
Mm-hmm.
So Dennis Yu is a master when it comes to Facebook. He basically, on this episode, he laid out what he calls the dollar a day strategy and how you could pretty much blanket the interwebs, but only to the very strategic people that you really want to get the attention of.
Yeah, and he's our second most downloaded episode.
He is.
As of this recording.
Yeah.
And one thing about the Dennis Yu episode was that had a big impact on our business. The stuff that Dennis taught us when we did that episode with him changed a lot of the stuff that we did in our business, because one of our growth strategies for this podcast, which, you know, sort of part two of this episode when we get into it in a few minutes, is growth strategies. But one of our growth strategies was using his dollar a day strategy to grow this podcast.
It's amazing. And yeah, we'll get into that, but literally perpetually running ads to specific audiences for no more than a dollar a day, you can essentially brand yourself like a madman out there. And it's just really cool. there's a lot of people watching us right now. This is really cool.
Joe's way more focused on the comments than he is on the conversation.
No, I'm right here.
I know.
But the fact is that it's just super cool that once you capture this audience, and this is what we teach in our course, this is what we kind of have kind of found a vein and struck it, is that once you get the audience once, it's like just show yourself kind of wherever they hang out.
Yeah.
They've already showed interest. They're tagged with a interest of some sort.
And we dive super deep into an episode that actually hasn't been released yet. It's going to be episode 104, 105, somewhere in there. Actually, I don't know. Maybe there's an episode coming out tomorrow. I don't remember which episode it is. Anyway, whoever's listening to this right now, the timing is going to be all screwed up anyway. But we did an episode with Kurt Molly, and Kurt Molly dove deeper on the dollar a day strategy. He learned it from Dennis Yu and then even took it another step, with the main concept being bring people into your ecosystem, like put content in front of them, blog posts, videos, bring people into your ecosystem. Once they're in your ecosystem, retarget the hell out of them everywhere. And that's what we teach in our PAG course, our perpetual audience growth course. But
PAG,
a lot of what we teach is based on teachings of guys like Dennis Yu and Kurt Molly and Mike Rhodes, who is actually coming up in a future episode. And a lot of these traffic guys, we took a lot of these little elements that they've taught us over the years and went, cool, how do we blend this and make our own unique strategy based on what all these guys are teaching us? So you may have noticed lately, a lot of our podcast episodes, we put a lot of focus on traffic now. We bring a lot of traffic guys on, YouTube guys, Google ad guys, Facebook ad guys, a lot of traffic guys, because our main course is about traffic. We're picking these guys' brains, and then we're going, cool, how do we add some of these strategies these guys are teaching into the mix and sort of make our own hybrid way of driving traffic?
And it's multi-platform. That's really what we like to do is get them once and then spread the deck out there, but keep it still very focused on who's engaged
with
us. Well,
that's the thing. We've gotten really good at, you know, if you read a blog post, then you see us on YouTube, you see us on Facebook, you see us on Google, you see us, you know, you start to see us in all these other locations, not just one, not just Facebook, not just Google. You see us in all of these locations once you visit our site once, or once you watch one of our videos once, we're all of a sudden everywhere. And that is a result, literally a result of doing this podcast, because 100%. We're taking all these methods that all these people are teaching us and making our sort of own hybrid, unique way of generating traffic to our business.
Yeah. So Dennis Yu's episode that you'll find at Evergreen Profits, or just scroll back in iTunes, wherever you listen to this, like, legitimately, we'll give you the step-by-step plan of how to try this for yourself.
I wonder if people are going to like this episode.
It's like a roundup, kind of.
Well, did you ever watch, like, Saved by the Bell and stuff like that when you were a kid?
Yeah.
And like, once a year, they'd have one of those episodes where they're, like, sitting around, like, at the little
the
bar, the diner that they hang out in, and, like, the entire episode is just, like, remember that time when we did X? And then they just, like, impose flashback in a clip of a flashback from a previous episode, and, like, you always skipped over their episodes because you're always like, this is bullshit. They're just like recapping the
old
shit.
Well, you know, the writers were just lazy and they're like on vacation. They're like, fuck it. I'm just going to splice in them. It's like, kind of like Roundup Pooh sometimes too.
I don't really know what to what story to tell on this episode of Saved by the Bell. So let's just go and sit around a table and just retell stories we already told.
Right.
But we're going to get to some good stuff where we actually talk about what we've learned. This is good stuff. That crossed my mind of like, I used to hate those episodes, but this is different. This is different.
I don't know if Aaron's still watching or not. Aaron Fletcher is still watching. Good. he's been a twofer, maybe a threefer. Come on, Aaron.
You know he's a threefer if you count back to the Authority Insider podcast before Hustle and Flowchart.
Fourfer then. Come on, Aaron. All right, so Aaron Fletcher's a badass. He heads up the Fletcher Method, and he's been on, three times, I guess, technically. He'll be in the stream of shows, but the guy's amazing. He's commenting now, see? Ears are ringing, or burning. But the guy is just, he's a master at essentially transparency and not being a douchebag to his customers. And I feel like is one of the solo voices out there. I mean, obviously there's others that are actually out there presenting solid principles in a very clear and not a fluffy way. It just cuts right to what people need.
Yep.
And that's essentially what the two episodes in a nutshell have. Obviously, there's a ton of other strategies in there.
Well, you're forgetting one thing about the other episode. And sorry, Aaron. We got drunk before one of the episodes.
We were blasted.
So Aaron basically took us out to lunch before we recorded that episode. We had a few beers. And on the way back, we decided, hey, let's go get a six-pack at the grocery store. Got more beers.
Dude, that six-pack were tall cans, too. They were not like little like Budweisers. We're talking like heavy IPAs from San Diego.
So the trick is, if you want to get Aaron to like just unload a ton of great knowledge, just give him a couple drinks and he'll make a bunch of dirty jokes, but there'll be some really good knowledge in between.
Well, there's proof in the pudding there. Just go and check out the interview. We actually did a video interview with him.
Yeah.
And there is some massive gold in there. At the time, I'll be totally transparent, I didn't know what the hell we were talking about, but we were, I mean, I did, but I was just like, was that episode any good? And I think we listened back. We're like, whoa.
Holy shit. This is an amazing episode.
He basically broke into how to build a continuity type program and then use strategic advertising, a lot of the back end stuff that he's doing really well, and probably a bunch of other BS mixed in there too.
So Scott was just asking, Scott Carson, our buddy that was actually at the New Media Summit with us, was asking which one's Slater and which one's Screech. And I think clearly I'm AC Slater and Joe is Screech.
You want to flex off, bro? Come on, let's try it.
I doubt either of us are too impressive with our flexing at the moment.
We'll let the audio audience be the judge. The visual audience. Yeah, well. Hey, Omari, I think that's you from afar. All right, so let's. So Aaron's two episodes are amazing. The first one, actually, the non-drunk episode, he introduced this concept, KAD, Kill, Automate, Delegate. And that's his form of kind of on the vein of Roland, where it's like, hey, or tasks that you're doing in your business, throw them through this lens of like, is this even worth it? Can I kill it completely? Can I automate it through tools or people, systems, or delegate it through tools, people, or system? You know, it kind of depends there, but it's a cool filter, great stuff there. So
yeah, I mean, for the longest time, that episode was our number one episode. Mm-hmm. I think the first year of our podcast, all of 2017, I think the Kill, Automate, Destroy episode from Aaron was our most downloaded episode.
Delegate.
What did I say?
Destroy.
Oh, kill, automate, delegate. Yeah,
just
not destroy.
Killing and destroying. Jesus. Yeah. Should I go away?
Should you kill, assassinate, or destroy?
Dear God. Aaron, what are you teaching, man? All right.
What else you got in your notes here?
Pick from the list. Well,
all right. We made a list of all the, like, what our audience said were the best episodes, what we thought are the best episodes, and what the download numbers say are the best episodes. Let's see here.
I have one that I just...
Go ahead.
Mike Michalowicz.
Oh, yeah. That was fun.
It was a very recent episode, so you might not have heard it, but that dude's amazing. He has a lot of books. You've seen him, bestseller, all that fun stuff. He just came out with Clockwork, which is his brand new book, released within the month or so. We got a pre-release copy. He bought one of the affiliate products, Thrivecart, through us. We saw his name and we're like, holy shit, this is Mike Michalowicz. We read Profit First and some of the other ones, Pumpkin Plan, all these other previous books he had. So we invited him on the show. We're going to be on his. But he totally broke down the clockwork system on the show with us. Mm-hmm. And we've read the book prior to talking with him. So it was really cool because we were able to dive deeper in there. And a lot of people don't know about clockwork. That thing is like legitimately we're taking the exercises from there and reworking our business.
Hands down, best book I've read in 2018 so far.
Yeah.
It's basically the modern, I mean, the principles from the E-Myth are amazing. This is like the E-Myth, but in my mind, way more actionable. That's the best way to describe clockwork. And I think the really cool thing about Mike Michalowicz's episode was actually how we got in contact with Mike Michalowicz. And we talk about it a little bit on the episode, but the way we got in contact with Mike Michalowicz is Joe and I are big affiliates. A lot of our revenue generation comes from affiliates. We've talked about it a lot of past episodes. And Mike actually bought a tool called ThriveCart through our affiliate link. And we actually saw his name come through on the list of people that purchased through our link. And we went, hey, Mike Michalowicz, the guy from Profit First, just bought it. We didn't know he had this new book, Clockwork, coming out or anything like that. But Joe reached out and said, hey, we saw you just bought ThriveCart. If you need any help with it, if you need some support, we're old pros with it. We've been using it for a long time.
We'll personally help you out.
Let us know and we'll help you get stuff set up and get it dialed in. Just trying to be cool and make a new connection with the guy. He reached back out and said, that's awesome. What's your address? Sent us two copies of Clockwork, and we said, awesome, that we're going to read this book as soon as we get it. Do you want to come on our podcast and talk about it? And now we're buddies with Mike Michalowicz.
I said, hop on my show too. I'm like, okay.
So it's this podcast has opened a lot of doors. But again,
start a podcast or be guests on podcasts.
So is affiliate marketing, though, because that was actually an affiliate marketing connection. But
it all works together. Ecosystem again, right?
We recently had David Allen on the podcast.
That was a cool one. That wasn't... give a shout out to Dan Ryan. I don't know if he's watching or not, but that was our connection to Mark Sacosta Rubio.
Yep.
Who then connected us with David Allen. Again, it's all kind of this network effect thing. But David Allen was amazing. So author of Getting Things Done. He's up. Ironically, Dan just logged in. We're just talking about you, Dan.
David Frey just said he bought Clockwork because of that episode.
Heck yeah, man. Like, it's so cool. Thank you, David. So yeah, David Allen was amazing. And GTD, the Getting Things Done method, it's super powerful. Be totally honest, Matt's way better at it than I am. I have a lot of work to be done still to this day, but the guy was amazing. He wants to be on a round two as well.
Yep.
But he broke down the GTD method. But we actually had Marks on that episode with us, mm-hmm. who is a like ingrained GTD-er, is kind of what they call it. But so he was asking these kind of more advanced questions.
Yeah.
So it was kind of cool to see like the newbie's perspective, us, mm-hmm. and then this guy who's a vet 10 years plus or something, asking those types of questions too.
I mean, there was some audio connection issues on that episode, which is kind of a bummer. It happens from time to time when the person we're interviewing, that the connection kind of goes up and down. That was kind of a bummer, but we still got some amazing quality content out of him, and we are going to have him for round two.
Yeah.
And I'm just really happy that, we're all of a sudden getting all these like New York Times bestselling authors on our show and things like that.
Yeah.
And it's all due to this like spider web of like connections and network that we've made over the last 12 years of being in this industry that we're in. It's just like, we don't realize like how deep our network goes. And now all of a sudden, like, we're getting some really, I mean, we've always had really great guests. I don't want to like devalue any of the guests we've had, but we're starting to get like these New York Times bestsellers and these names of people that like for years and years and years, even before we started our own business, I was looking up to going like, holy shit, I'll never know that guy. He's too big for me kind of thing. They're the guys I put on pedestals, I guess.
Mm, yeah. I mean, well, Dan actually just commented, Dan Ryan, he's like, I think I need to start licensing out my name. It gets mentioned too much on the podcast.
Yeah.
So we'll pay in beer and salads.
Yeah.
It's kind of typical, I think. Same with you, Aaron. All right. So who else is on the list there?
James Schramko, who we actually just recorded a second episode with, not live yet, but we just recorded a second episode with recently.
Mm-hmm.
James is another one that has just been so amazing because James has got to be, I mean, the content of his episode was amazing. He gives you a formula to essentially work less hours in the day, mm-hmm. like an actual mathematical formula and how to like figure out how to work less and make more money.
And he has a book on that as well.
He has a book on that as well. But the thing about James is he's been such a generous dude, like with his time.
He's an ultra connector too.
With his connections, with his help. You know, we've had things in our business that we didn't quite know what to do with. And James is always one of the first guys to say, hey, try this, go do this. Hey, let me connect you to this person. They can help you with that. He's just been insanely generous like that. And he's a lot of our guests that are coming up in future episodes are actually connections through James.
Guys like Tom Breeze.
Yep. Corona Brady.
That I think they'll probably be back-to-back releases.
Yeah.
And a few others. But yeah, the guy is ultra transparent. So if you're looking for help, I would say he's more like the advanced kind of level. Mm-hmm. But if you're looking to expand your network, just expand your mind and do it without working like a madman. Like, so my takeaway in the last episode that's not released yet was he's all about simplicity. Mm-hmm. And that's obviously work less, make more. But it was like really hit home with him. He only works 3 days a week. It was a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Every single day of the week, he's surfing, usually twice,
yeah,
and has other stuff in between. But he wants to spend time with his family, his wife, and it's pretty much it. Just have an amazing life. And he's figured out this whole structure to it, which sounds easier said than done. But it's totally doable for everyone. And the whole thing is like just stay true to what the hell you're going to do and actually do it well.
Yeah. For sure.
What are you looking at?
No, I pulled up my phone because I'm like, oh, maybe I can actually monitor the comments on my phone, but I'm not quite sure where to go to do that.
Yeah, don't worry about it. We'll respond to the people watching here. Keep it up. Keep asking questions. But yeah, Shramco. So it seems like we'll probably have that as a recurring episode. So we had the three of us. The last one we recorded went almost 2 hours, I think. So, and that's going to be released not on only ours, but also at a Super Fast Business podcast. Mm-hmm. So that might be something that we do every other month or something, whenever we feel like it.
Yeah. So our third most downloaded podcast. So number one is Roland Frazier. Number two is Dennis Yu. Number three is actually Ben Adkins.
Ah, yes. Doctor. Yes.
He actually taught us on that episode how to make a info product in 4 days. Mm-hmm. And that's not just make the info product. That's make and launch the info product in 4 days.
Everything. Yeah.
And he mapped out his plan. And Ben taught me something a few years back now. This has probably been 3 years ago that I was actually just blown away by. And I got him to reteach it on this podcast episode, which was his continuity strategy. He actually uses email lists to generate continuity, and the deliverable of being on this continuity program is essentially just daily emails that you get, or weekly emails, or monthly emails. It's you get on this email sequence and you're paying monthly to be on an email sequence, and he breaks down this whole model, and I thought that was really interesting. That was what he taught me 3 or 4 years ago, and so I had him reteach that. And then he also went into his exact strategy of how he creates info products in 4 days, including launching them.
Mm-hmm. The dude's a magician.
Yeah. And it's funny because his branding is the magician.
Is it really?
Yeah. I think he's got traffic magician, the Facebook magician. Like, I think a lot of his courses are actually branded as the X magician.
Well, he legitimately is. And he's out there doing what he loves. And this hinges back on the simplicity of life. He's out there as a musician as well, actually performing shows, making music of all sorts and types. Matt and I both love music as well, but always find the excuse not to play the freaking guitar that's hanging in my office all the time. So it's kind of like, I would say the theme in the last month or 2 months have been like simplicity.
Yeah.
There's always tactics and other things, but just like, I think the common theme, if you listen to a string of episodes, you're going to listen to how simple people like to keep it. Mm-hmm. Successful people keep shit simple. And you know, inherently, you're going to want to go deeper on certain things. Oh, I want to track this little minute detail. But really, in the grand scheme of things, you're probably going to be fine. 80-20.
Yeah.
And then just stick to that. Do the best you can. And remember, there's more outside of just business.
Yeah. So there's three more episodes that I kind of want to touch on real quick.
All right, let's be quick.
So we don't have to go deep into them. And then we could kind of switch topics into like what we learned and some of the strategies we've employed to grow this podcast. Gonzalo. Mm-hmm. This one's digging into the archives a little bit. This one we recorded
last year.
It was, you know, one of our first, you know, 50 episodes or so. But that episode, he taught us about systemization, time management, all sorts of like really, really simple processes you can use to make your business, your life simpler, easier. And, you know, that episode, for a long time, that was one of our biggest downloaded episodes as mm-hmm. well. But that episode really had an impact on our business because we actually shifted a lot of the way we do things in our business because of that episode.
True.
We actually went and started, using Slack channels, using checklists and making different Slack channels and following a whole bunch of different processes. He taught me about a tool called Process Street, which we started using to document processes that we do in our business.
SOPs, anything repetitive.
All sorts of SOP stuff. That episode is, you know, it's digging back in the archives a little bit, but if you haven't listened to it, that's a must listen. He was actually a second timer if you consider the Authority Insider episodes as well.
Well, he's another one.
Are amazing.
He's another one like Roland.
Yeah.
That where he owns a lot of businesses or has influence over a lot of businesses, but he's not necessarily the day-to-day. I don't think he's day-to-day on any of them, but he's been very strategic with how he spends his time, how he implies his expertise without actually getting him stuck in the middle of everything.
Yeah.
So just that, just if you're trying to like break into that process, listen to Roland and his episode, Gonzalo's.
Yeah.
You're going to start getting some shifts from there and you can just apply a few things.
Yeah, for sure. Billy Jean.
Yes. That guy is another I'm everywhere kind of guy.
Yeah. Billy Jean's one of those guys where I'd kind of never heard his name up until maybe a year ago or so. Didn't really know much about him. I think somebody sent me a link to one of his videos. This right after I watched his video, everywhere. I started seeing him on YouTube. I started seeing him on Facebook. I started seeing, you know, Google Display. I just started seeing him everywhere. Even we live in San Diego. We even saw billboards on the side of the road with his face on them.
He's retargeting
us
with
billboards.
How the
hell is he retargeting me with a billboard? No, we just all live in San Diego. But we actually started seeing Billy Jean everywhere. So that is what we dove in on. We're like, how are you everywhere? Like, I didn't know who you were like a year and a half ago. Now all of a sudden, I can't get rid of you. And we broke down that process and he was really, really, really open and dove deep with us on it.
He's actually another guy from San Diego. He only grew up like literally half a mile from where we're sitting right now. Yeah. So we kind of like talked about that growing up in East County San Diego, Rancho San Diego area, and reminisced on that. And he was like, yeah, man, you just hit that vein. There was actually something that, because he likes to say relevant.
Yeah.
So he has this thing where he will never turn off an agency part of his business. It doesn't mean he's out there closing the client. He has a team.
Yeah.
But that allows him to stay relevant, keep testing new stuff, getting paid to test new stuff. We did this for many years prior to where we're at now. And now we test in other ways through affiliate promotions.
Well, I mean, pretty
much
everything we learned about content marketing and a lot of the stuff that we've learned from ads, doing ads and stuff, we learned because we were running an agency, doing it, working in the trenches all the time, kind of figured out what worked, what didn't. Then we ditched the agency and started doing all that same stuff for ourselves.
Right.
He doesn't ditch the agency. He keeps the agency going.
Yeah. He keeps it running, but that's not his main thing, as far as I know. But either way, cool episode to kind of see again behind this freaking massively growing thing, and he's growing quick too.
Oh yeah, and we even talked about the billboards.
Yeah,
we talked about, you know, why do you make videos with flashy cars in them, why do you show off like your apartment, and we got into all that with him, and he actually has explanations for exactly why he started doing a lot of that stuff in his business, and you know, they're legit smart explanations for why he actually does that stuff.
Hell yeah. I think we hit them all, right?
One last one, not on our list.
Go for it.
It'll be a real quick shout out. We can't do this without mentioning our other business partner.
Oh yeah, of course. Señor Costanzo.
So Mr. Brad Costanzo, he's actually been on the show twice now. One of them was a co-episode that went to, you know, both of our podcasts. And then before that was, before we were business partners, we chatted with him. And to be honest, I'm actually really surprised that episode didn't have more downloads. That's, in my opinion, I mean, it got good download numbers, but it's one of the most underrated, under-talked about episodes. I think that first episode with Brad was one of my favorite episodes we've done, because that was when we started exploring the world of buying and selling businesses.
Mm-hmm. Acquisitions and
stuff. That is when we started exploring the world of buying cars for the purpose of renting them out, which Senor Fire actually does that now as part of his income streams. He's got three cars that he rents out
now. Well, I bought a Tesla dream car with this whole strategy, like, and Brad did this with his Audi R8. Now he's since sold that for cash, I think, but he didn't buy that just, I mean, it's probably his dream car or something he really loved, but he broke down the strategy of why he did that, how he did that, and I pretty much modeled that.
Yeah. So I mean, it's crazy to me that episode isn't as like bigger than it is. It hasn't gotten more downloads, more people talking about it, because it has had a huge impact. It created a new business partner for us. We actually partnered with Brad on a business and a mm-hmm. different niche. It actually was sort of a catalyst to you going down that car rental, you know, buying cars as cash flow assets mm-hmm. thing. We talked about buying and selling businesses, which we actually did with Brad.
For no money down.
For no money.
You get that?
That is part of the headline of that episode. Buying and selling businesses for no money down. Okay, this is funny.
Go for it.
So with Brad, he came on our episode and he explained to us exactly, here's how you go find a business that you're interested in, and here's how you buy it without actually outlaying any capital. Here's how you buy it with no money down right now. And so several weeks go by, 4 or 5 weeks go by, we go and have lunch with Brad, we sit down with him, he presents us an opportunity to go in with him on buying a business, and we reverse engineered the strategies that he taught us, used them on him, and basically bought into the business that he priorly bought for no money down.
Exactly. And then I think after we inked the deal, you're like, you see what we just did?
You taught us how to go into a business with no money down, and then we just used the strategy you taught us on you. And he's like, brilliant.
But I think, and I forget the details, he kind of did it something to us that we taught him, or there was some weird like inception shit going on, but it all worked out for the better.
Yeah.
But it was just cool how it all shaked out, you know?
Yeah.
But that opened our eyes to like, okay, you can apply your knowledge, your expertise in a business, get equity for no money down using expertise.
Yeah.
And then it's kind of like what Roland again does. So he's not on the org chart. But he's still there directing, having influence over something.
Yeah. After that episode, we legitimately went and acquired 3 different businesses over, you know, 6 months or so mm-hmm. after recording that episode.
Yeah. No, so super cool, man.
Hugely impactful for us.
Yeah. So, all right. I think that's all the names. We could legitimately keep going, but let's not right now.
Yeah. If we did, we'd end up listing every episode because honestly, we don't have any bad episodes. Except for, no, I won't go into it. No,
we don't let the bad ones air. No. Yeah. I don't think there's only been like one that's ever not aired.
Yeah. Come to think about it, I think there's only one episode that we recorded and just went,
names will not be said.
That's not up to par. We're not going to release that one. Only once ever.
Yeah. So that's for you guys listening. Yeah. We do filter. We don't just produce shit to keep cranking content out. That's not what we want. But transitioning over to the podcast side of stuff. This legitimately is our favorite form of content. Or really, it's our favorite form of anything we do.
Right.
We love talking to each other. No, I'm just kidding. We love bringing on other guests. I mean, we do. It's kind of funny. All right. I'm going to go back to like last week, maybe 2 weeks now. We're in Austin for the New Media Summit, Steve Ulscher's event as Icons. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there were a ton of people there. And it was funny, but like, you know, Matt and I roomed with each other and we... 2 beds, don't worry. And but we legitimately were up like up till about 2:30 in the morning every damn night, just flowing new ideas out. Just, you know, anything that we learned at the event, we hashed it out, thought, you know, had some opinions behind it. Maybe it's something we can apply, maybe not. But we always, I don't know, there's like no shortage of things that we could talk about.
We did a 30-hour drive home from Austin.
I know, it's true. That was rough, but amazing.
It was a rough drive, but we never ran out of shit to talk about.
But and I think that's like the podcast has helped fuel that because you get so many cool different insights from people. The podcast, you know, we typically have guests that come in, mm-hmm. but we do have some solo episodes like this, but it allows us to really go deeper on
the duets.
Yeah. Yes. Sorry. This is a duet episode. We didn't say that in the beginning. Yeah. But it's the podcast. There's so many cool benefits that come from it. And you listed out things like networking, expanding your network rapidly.
Well, yeah, I mean, expanding your network rapidly. I mean, this has been a sort of viral network grower for us. We had Tramco on the show. James introduced us to a handful of people that came on the show. Those people have introduced us to more people who have been on the show. Mm-hmm. You know, we had Mark Acosta Rubio on the show, who mm-hmm. was introduced to us through Dan Ryan, because we know Dan Ryan loves to hear Dan Ryan's name on this episode we talk about Dan Ryan.
You just made it like where we owe him about 4 or 5 IPAs and salads.
Yeah.
You got to limit his name now. All right. Licensing deal has gone into effect.
Dan Ryan introduced us to Mark Acosta Rubio, among other people. Also, he introduced us to Mike Rhodes and a handful of other people that have been on the show. But Mark Acosta Rubio then introduced us to David Allen, Dr. Rudin. Who, I think that episode is actually the next one to be released, which when this episode comes out, it'll have been the last one that
don't worry
out.
About that. No.
Okay. Anyway, you know, and so Marx is introduced to us to a bunch of people. Brian from Agoscu.
Oh yeah. Yep. He's he trains Tony Robbins as like exclusively.
Yeah.
And also, you know, a bunch of professional athletes and oh god, yep, see Dan's commenting. So he's yep. probably like, yep, you owe up.
Yeah.
Pay up. Yeah,
I'm surprised Dan's sticking with this thing for as long as he
there's
is.
There's a lot of people sticking around, man. So, but yeah, no, the connections are great. But also on the flip side, just being a guest.
Yeah,
I think that's the thing. We personally haven't taken advantage of it as much. We are starting to.
If you're listening to this and you have a podcast, we're open to being on it. I don't care if you have one download or a million downloads. We're open to being on it.
I just want the millions. No, I'm just kidding. No, but the point is, like, it's fun because then you're tapping into this new audience. You can give them some cool tidbits like all these other guests we just named here. Now those people know you. And I mean, really, we've heard this a lot recently. This is like one of the most effective forms of marketing.
Yeah.
Is going on other people's shows. Obviously, don't be that guy that's just pitching stuff. Give amazing value, but that is like really this medium is something that a lot of people haven't harnessed correctly.
Yeah.
I think is what we've noticed. And we're finally, you know, you hear this thing called pod fade. You mm-hmm. know, you see a lot of business podcasts will have like, you know, 5 to 10 episodes. We've been guilty of this in the past.
Yeah.
They just like lose traction because I'm not making money or I can't track my stats or no one's telling me if they're listening or not.
Yep.
And then you get that fade. But if you stick with it or if you're just leveraging other podcasts and not even starting your own podcast, you're going to reap all those benefits.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, with our podcast has been the most impactful thing in our business. And, you know, like a lot of times you hear people ask, oh, somebody's firing up a weed whacker behind us. A lot of people ask, you know, if you had $1 billion in the bank, money was no object, what would you do? Joe and I have talked like we'd keep the podcast going. We just love talking to people on the podcast more than anything that I can never see cutting this out.
Yeah, no, it's something that it's not going to go away. So don't worry, there will be a 200th, 300th episode. Don't know if we'll be right here. We might have a fancy pants studio at the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, this is like the best part. And something that I think allowed us to have more fun with it was, and I don't know if you've noticed this, if you've been listening from the very beginning, we've always tried to be goofy in ourselves and stuff. But I think there was a point where we decided that like, we just don't really care what we are perceived as. We're going to be us.
Right.
Completely authentic.
That was a big shift, yeah.
That was monumental. It was, I don't know when it was. It doesn't really matter. But either way, it was like a transitioning thing where we're like, screw it, man. Like, if you don't like us, I mean, maybe it was when we recorded with Aaron with like 20 beers in us. I don't think it was that
many. Was a little excessive. Yeah.
No, but like legitimately, we put that out and we're like, well, let's see what happens. And it ended up being one of the more popular episodes.
Yeah, no, that's true. Just that authenticity aspect of it has, it was about the time where, I don't think we ever talked about it. It just kind of happened. Yeah, we just sort of, both of our brains shifted at some point where we decided, you know what? Who gives a crap what people think about us?
You just censored yourself.
Who gives a beep what people think about us? We cuss all the time. I don't know why, but
see, yeah, see, we got some work to do still.
Yeah, wow. Maybe it's because we're live streaming. I don't want Facebook to get mad at me.
Oh Jesus!
No,
screw Facebook. No, I'm just kidding.
But we, you know, we had this shift where we just decided I don't really care what other people think about me personally. This is about presenting our guests. It's about getting information out of our guests and sharing it with our audience. It's none of that is about me.
No.
It's about making it a win-win for our guests and our audiences. Yes, we say in our podcast that we're selfish. That's the reason we keep doing it. But at the same time, we kind of stopped caring what other people think about us and our personalities and the way we talk. And if we cuss on the episodes, you know, if you don't like it, don't listen. We don't care anymore.
Well, if you think of the selfish factor, you need to be selfish in your business.
Yeah.
If you're not selfish in some respect, you're not really in it. Like, you're not invested as hardly as, you know, as fully as, like, if you're just half-assed kind of in there. But if you're selfish, like, we're going to then dig for the deeper details of what we want to learn or mm-hmm. what our audience needs to learn or is asking to learn or maybe whatever it might be. It's like we take a lot greater care of what we're actually doing. Mm-hmm. And it's turned out to be the most fun thing to do. So, little lesson there. If you love chatting with folks and if you want to really just go down that vein.
Yeah.
Well, this is the way to do it.
One thing that a lot of people don't know about me, I don't know if I ever talked about it. I may have like briefly mentioned it on one episode, is So I'm sort of an introvert. I get social anxiety a lot. I have talked about that a few times on episodes. That's not anything new.
Yeah.
But one thing I've never really talked about is when I first started my very first podcast. It was called the Business and Blogs Podcast. And then Joe and I did the Online Income Podcast. When we first started those shows, for me, that was an exercise in getting out of my comfort zone. That was an exercise in me going, I'm really uncomfortable talking to people I've never met before. So maybe if I start podcasting, I'll get more comfortable doing it.
Mm.
Right. And so it was actually this exercise in getting outside of my comfort zone. Now I've gotten really comfortable with it. Now I have no problem talking with people. And now we've even shifted to, like, in the early days, I was trying to be Mr. Interviewer, Mr. Be Real Professional with it. Now we've even shifted to, like, if I was sitting down with my guest having a beer, what conversation would we have?
That's pretty
and that
much
is
the
our
feeling.
Podcast now. Yeah.
Maybe that's why the Aaron episode was so good.
Just went a except bit now more. We figured out how to do it without getting drunk.
Exactly. IPAs aren't always required.
But yeah, so I mean, like, the networking thing has been huge. It's been a comfort zone thing for me and helping me with a lot of the social anxiety that I've had in the past. We've actually figured out ways to monetize it pretty damn well.
I was about to say.
It drives traffic to thing. It helps us sell affiliate products. Our perpetual audience growth course has sold quite a bit as a result of podcast episodes where we've mentioned it.
Affiliate products, partnership deals, opportunities.
We have a business partner, which is 100% a result of the podcast. Just so much good has come from it. And I think a lot of people go, well, you know, you've got to get 100,000 downloads a month and then you can get sponsors and that's how you make money on a podcast. And we've just taken a completely opposite approach.
Yeah.
We don't have sponsors on our podcast
yet.
Doesn't mean we won't. We're actually looking into doing sponsors because we want to make more money with it. But we haven't done any sponsorships. Almost all of our income from the podcast comes from selling our own courses, selling affiliate products, and selling consulting packages to people.
Right.
That's been how we've monetized it.
And I think that will reduce the pod fade. Like, if you're looking to start a podcast, go in it with the idea of you ain't going to make shit for a while unless you have a good system. And let's talk about that, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of want to, and I don't think we've really been super clear with what happens behind the fact after someone listens to it, especially when they land on our website at Evergreen Profits where the show notes are. We have like a whole system there.
So you want to talk about the system that that happens once we record and then like what happens behind the scenes or the system that once you go to our episodes, what happens?
Yeah, the latter. Okay. We don't need to talk about the systems of creating the podcast. We've done that.
Okay.
And I think there's block. But the fact that like if there's two sides of it, there's the exposure, the dollar day ads that I know that we want to bring out. Let's start there because that's like just a pure exposure factor there. We're leveraging our guest names.
Yeah.
We're going down other audiences and targeting them with dollar day ads.
So we don't do this with every single episode we've ever recorded, but some guests that we have on, they're an audience on Facebook that we can actually target. Most people aren't an audience. Like I can go on Facebook and be like, I want to target everybody who likes Joe Fear. Because it's like three people. But like I can go on and we had Tucker Max on. Tucker Max is an audience on Facebook. I can target anybody who's a fan of Tucker Max. So I have a perpetual ad running that runs for $1 per day and it targets anybody who's a fan of Tucker Max and sends them over to the episode that we did with Tucker.
You know, it's a funny story, really. Side note is Jason Moffitt was the first viewer on our Facebook Live.
Uh-huh.
We have a perpetual ad running to him $1 a day.
And they're fans of him, yeah.
Yeah. And I was at his house in Maui maybe a month ago or so, and we were talking over there with a bunch of people. He's like, dude, this guy's crazy. I just like scrolling through my feed, and then I just see an ad for my show I did with him like a year ago.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, man, that thing's running every single day. He's like, I know. I see it every time on Facebook. I'm like, good.
But I mean, this strategy, we get like 9-10 cent clicks doing this.
Yeah.
Because we're targeting audiences that a lot of people probably aren't trying to target.
Yeah.
But we're also doing it for only $1 a day. So Facebook is trying to stretch that dollar a day budget as far as it can, which is why we're getting like 10 cent clicks. Yes, we're only driving, 10 people a day to an episode.
Doesn't
but
matter.
Over time, it's compounding. And we're doing that dollar a day strategy with probably 20 of our past guests. So it's really $20 a day when you stretch it across all of them, which is, you do the math, 200 clicks a day back to our podcast.
And the ones that aren't clicking are at least seeing it. It's a branding exposure play.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they're not clicking through, we ain't really paying for that.
Yeah.
And I mean, we are in ways, but it's cheap as hell.
Yeah.
So you're pretty much spraying that brand, wherever you want it to go.
Yep. And then, you know, if you click on one of our ads or you interact on one of our ads, you like it, you comment, you do anything on any of our ads, now you're in our Facebook ads ecosystem and you're going to start seeing our other retargeting ads. You're going to see our other episodes that maybe we couldn't target, but we can only retarget. So if you've viewed one of our episodes, now you're going to get retargeted to other episodes because we're just assuming you're now a fan of our podcast.
So a way to take this further is to listen to the Kurt Molly episode that's not released yet. He dives into part of this as well and goes deeper into some ways that he does this with his top of funnel, middle of funnel, bottom of funnel, and he lays it all out. So definitely that will be released after this episode drops.
Yeah, but if you want the very basics of how we just target fans of other people for $1 a day and drive traffic to the podcast that way, we talk about that in the Dennis Yu episode quite a bit.
Yeah.
Some of the other things that we're doing that are really growing our podcast, we run ads on Overcast. Mm-hmm. That's worked really, really well. Overcast is a podcast platform. I don't know if it's on Android. I know it's on iOS because that's what I use. But they actually allow you to advertise your podcast right inside of their podcasting platform. So that's actually been a huge, huge growth tool for our podcast.
Yeah.
Being guests on other people's shows has been a great growth tool for our podcast.
Yeah, I mean, we have the whole PAG course where we're leveraging other platforms, but those are, I mean, really, it doesn't take a lot to kickstart this bad boy.
Yeah.
All right, so really quickly, the process, once someone lands on Evergreen Profits, like a show notes page, that's what I just wanted to dig into very quickly there. Obviously, there's a lot of details in there, but essentially, if you haven't noticed already, I know we've said it kind of briefly, but like if you land on the Dennis Yu episode, you're going to be tagged, like we have all these pixels and all this tagging stuff where we can segment you based off of the content that you're interested in.
Yeah.
And obviously we have an opt-in there if you want to get the transcript, show cheat sheets and all that stuff. That's another way to segment.
Yeah.
We have push crew. That's not really segmented per episode, but either way, we know you're interested in podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
All this stuff, essentially, most podcasters don't do any of this.
No.
And it kind of blows us away, especially if people, like a lot of podcasters, understand that this is a great content mechanism to attract folks. Well, a lot of folks don't know what they're doing once they get the people on their page.
Right.
And that's what we, like, we have a hard time showing up in iTunes because we never really focused on the iTunes part of it. We focused on really retaining, not control, but a little influence over folks once they're in our ecosystem.
Right.
And that's where it really gets fun for us.
Yeah, so just to kind of give an example, so we have a whole bunch of episodes about traffic now, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've had an episode with Dennis Yu. We've had a couple with David Schloss. We have one coming out with Kurt Molly. We've had John Belcher on. We have Tom Breeze coming
Vince
on.
Vince Reed.
Vince Reed. Billie Jean talked about traffic. We have all these episodes where traffic was a big focus. We have a course that teaches you how to drive traffic. If you went to our show notes page for any of those episodes, you are now probably seeing ads from us about our traffic course.
Exactly.
So that is kind of what's going on behind the scenes, is we are using our various podcast episodes as segmentation tools to put affiliate products in front of you. If you listen to an episode about, let's say, mindset, for example, we actually don't have one set up for mindset right now, but if you listen to an episode about mindset.
How about Aaron Fletcher? I mean, for a while, we were pushing to the Fletcher method.
Yeah.
His product.
If you listen to one of the handful of Aaron Fletcher episodes we've done, if you listen to one of those episodes, you entered a retargeting audience and we started putting Aaron Fletcher's product in front of you. The Josh Bartlett episode. If you listen to the Josh Bartlett episode, he's the creator of ThriveCart. If you listen to that episode, you've probably started to see ThriveCart ads using our affiliate link.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we make money from affiliate promotions with our podcast. And I don't know if we've actually ever really dove into this on a podcast episode before.
We could do this later on or in more depth.
Yeah, but that's essentially how we use the podcast. Why we don't have sponsors is the podcast is a networking tool for us. It's a tool for us to learn from our guests that have knowledge that we don't yet have. And the way we monetize that is to turn around and retarget based on what you're listening to.
Yeah, I mean, simple as that. And that's where it still blows my mind. And this is where I feel like a lot of podcasters need to kind of, all right, there's so much more to the game rather than just right here talking and then it's done. It's like, no, it's not done.
Yeah.
There's so much more you could do with this audience that you're bringing in, working so hard, or even the guest. Just think about you as a guest. Like a lot of folks just don't, and I'm not saying they don't appreciate your time or they're, you know, they might have a great audience, but just think about how much mileage you're going to get if you get on our show, for instance, you're going to perpetually be seen by other folks.
Yeah.
And then go down this vein and being remarketed and blah, blah, blah. You know, there's a lot more growth potential there.
Well, people who get on our show, we legitimately put them in front of probably 100,000 people every time they're like somebody's on our show.
Oh, yeah.
Because once you're on our show, we're going to mail our list. We're going to promote it to Twitter. We're going to promote it on Facebook. We're going to run Facebook ads to it perpetually. We're going, you know, there's the list goes on. We send out a push crew notification. There's if you're on our mini chat chat bot, you're probably going to get a chat notification saying a new episode went live. Every Saturday, we send out an email called The Weekly Prophet, which is a roundup of all of our latest posts. Every month, I send a kind of like a monthly prophet type email that gives us everything we've done in the last month with our podcast. And so people that are on our podcast, we go out of our way to give them massive exposure, which makes it more appealing for bigger and bigger, bigger name guests to want to be on our podcast. And also, if you have an affiliate product, there's a good chance we're going to make some sales for you as a result of you being on our podcast.
Well, this is a little behind the scenes too, if because we are curious in sponsorship, and this is just for the podcasters out there. Just think about the reach you have. That's maybe not just your download numbers. But if you can combine and show the fact that, oh, you have this reach in other places that maybe you're not quite thinking about, but for us, like really you total it all up and it's at least 100,000 per episode, if not more. It keeps growing every week. We're running the numbers. And I mean, that is freaking sexy to a sponsorship opportunity. So if you have a podcast and you're listening or watching or our guest, I mean, just think about that whole system that's happening behind the fact, because that's really what we're starting to look at now. It's like, okay, well, maybe instead of selling high ticket products or something where you know, it has a much higher profit margin, why not try to package up this thing that we already have and then attract the right sponsorship opportunities that way?
Yeah,
things that are relevant, obviously, still going to give good value, but using what we already have. And that's, I think that was like a mind shift just with the last week or so of ours.
Oh yeah. Yeah. No, that was huge. I think we kind of started discussing that at the New Media Summit.
Yeah.
I'm going to give a shout out. A girl, Devi, I actually sat next to her at lunch one day, and she was telling me somebody else who has a podcast who sells sponsorship packages. And, she was saying his sponsorship packages aren't just, hey, you get to be, we're going to mention you on this episode. The sponsorship packages are, we're going to mention you on this episode. We're going to send out an email to our list about your product. We're going to rotate banner ads onto our website about your product. We're going to run some Facebook ads to your product. Your sponsorship means we're going to get you we're going to make sure that whatever you're selling, we're going to put in front of 100,000 people. The podcast is just a piece of that. And so that is the way that we're going to go into sponsorships when we start doing more sponsorships, is we're going to go from this approach of, if you be a sponsor on our show, we're going to bend over backwards to make sure you get as much reach as possible, because that's what we know. We know how to get reach. We know how to create audience awareness. That is our superpower in our business. And so that's what we're going to create for you.
Yeah. So I don't know. Some good stuff there.
Do we want to? So last topic, and then we'll go ahead and wrap up, unless you had something else you want to talk about.
I was going to say probably wrap it up or get close to it.
Only last topic I want to talk about is, let's talk about the future. Where are we taking this thing?
The future.
Let's talk about the future.
The year 2000.
It's our 100th episode. What's going to happen between 100 and 200?
In the year 2000. That was from Conan. I don't know if you remember in the year 2000.
No, I don't remember.
Oh, dude. All right, look it up. I just wanted to show off my high-pitched singing skills.
I'll tell you I'm going to look it up, but I'll forget within 15 minutes.
You're a liar.
Yeah.
All right. Where are we going? Well, I mean,
should we talk about the thing?
I think so.
The thing? Should we talk about the thing?
Let's be a little vague about that thing.
I don't know if I want to be vague. I kind of want to start spreading the word about the thing.
Screw it. Let's spread the word. Go for it. Go.
All right. So we're building a podcasting platform. Surprise, surprise. We're bullish on podcasts.
Bullish.
So we're actually building a podcasting platform that's going to help connect people who want to be on podcasts with podcasters and people who have podcasts with the absolute ideal guests for their business. Now, I'm not going to get into all the nitty-gritty details of how this system's going to work yet, because a lot of it we're still mapping out, but we're in the process of building out a new platform for podcasters.
Here is why it's so damn exciting. Yeah. And this is what really pumps me up, and I don't know if it pumps Matt up the same way. I'm pretty damn sure it does. If you look at the podcast stats out there, yes, podcasts have been around for a long time now. Yep. And yes, it's extremely competitive now. You wish, oh, I wish I started in the Joe Rogan or Tim Ferriss days, even though those days were different times too. Mm-hmm. Or like Matt and I, we did start in 2010.
Yeah.
I really freaking wish we kept it up, or we'd probably be in the top, you know, 20 of iTunes at all times.
Yeah.
We didn't keep it up, but that's okay. What pumps me up is that there's a massive opportunity because sponsorship, I just read the stat two nights ago, my wife Heather looked it up, is currently there's about $200 million are being spent on sponsorship for podcasts currently, like per mm-hmm. year. In the future, it's in, I think, less than a year and a half or so, it's about $500 million.
Yeah.
But then you look at radio and it's, I think it was either $3 or $5 billion is spent on radio. Well, yeah, imagine what podcasts are going to start turning more into is the radio of the future.
Well, when we got in your Tesla for the very first time, we couldn't figure out how to turn on the radio. But when we finally did figure out how to turn on the radio, that's a story for a different day. But when we finally did figure out how to turn on the radio, we noticed there was an app on there called TuneIn. What's mm-hmm. TuneIn? It's a podcast app that's built right into the Tesla.
And it has every podcast that's on the TuneIn network, which I think we're going to be on very soon.
Yeah, I didn't realize we weren't until we tried to find our own podcast.
Right. But if you think about this, there are all these different platforms. The Tesla and TuneIn is just one of those platforms. You have iTunes, you have Stitcher, you have all these Overcast. Mm-hmm. They're all different platforms that you should be on. And there's sponsorship opportunities. Yeah, a lot of podcasters think a little small and just think, I need to have 100,000 downloads a month to even bring, I don't know, $1,000, $2,000 in per month. Bullshit. Like, I really feel like you do exactly, you know, there's an opportunity to do exactly what we just talked about. Mm-hmm. Is we all have our own platform of our own right. Like, we all are really good at what, we're not all podcasters, but that might be a part of what we do.
Yeah.
But imagine what we do outside of just the podcasting world. That is something that you can harness. And if you use podcasting as a tool, maybe not just being a podcaster, but as a guest, you're going to tap into this growing, this whole different platform, this medium that's growing faster than anything else out there. Yes, there are a lot of pod feeds, so you know, you have mm-hmm. a lot of drop off too. But if you imagine, if you could at least get in there as a guest.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to say something about pod fade too, is yes, a lot of podcasters start up new shows, make it 10 episodes, and then kind of never make any more episodes. But you know what? Those 10 episodes are still out there. People still discover them. I still see some shows that get up into the top 200 in iTunes, and they haven't released a new episode in a year.
Yeah.
It's just because some of those podcasts had amazing content. The podcaster just didn't keep up with it. But 9 out of 10 times, those podcasts are still out there in the world. Mm-hmm. People are still discovering them. People are still hearing them. So it doesn't actually devalue you being on an episode of a show that eventually may have faded out, unless they just completely wipe it off the internet.
And that's the thing. That's a really good point is, if you're a guest, and this is for the guests, obviously podcasters know the benefit of, if you're a guest of a podcast, just imagine if you're talking to the most targeted audience you can think of, not going to every podcast you can think of if it's not related, but you pretty much live there in eternity.
Yeah.
More or less, eternity. And if you're, and you're dedicating 30 minutes, an hour to that show, that could be the best form of your marketing. And that is for guys like Steve Ulscher. And that's why he holds that big event, New Media Summit.
Well, something that came out at the New Media Summit that actually was like a really big shift in my brain was somebody on stage. I'm really sorry if you're listening to this and you were one of the New Media Summit icons, but somebody on stage made a comment about how he had his mom on his podcast because he wanted to immortalize her.
That's right. That was
and
cool.
I thought, holy shit, I've never thought about a podcast as like this way to immortalize somebody. Like, you know, if you had your mom on the podcast and then let's say a few years later she passed away, well, she shared her story.
Yeah.
She shared what, like, some of her learnings throughout life. She shared all of this stuff on this podcast, and you just immortalized that. Even though she's no longer here, you just immortalized her and her story and her message that she wanted to share with the world forever.
That actually got me thinking because I'm just reminiscing. I'm actually looking at my parents-in-law house at the bottom of my hill here. And I remember very specifically, like maybe 4 months before my wife's granddad passed away. I mean, he was in a bomber that got shot down above North Korea. And he was telling all these stories very vividly. And I can only wish that was actually recorded now. Yeah. I can only think of it. And he even showed me on Google Maps where a bomb he dropped is still, there's a crater there. But he told this whole story of being shot down, being rescued by his friend from high school in the freaking like Korean peninsula or the sea out there. Like, I just wish that was immortalized.
Yeah.
And obviously that is one, you could just put that in your phone or record it somewhere, but imagine your message immortalized.
Yeah.
In that are, you know, aimed to that target market that you really want to be discovered in, or you want to be an authority or just get some traction. You don't really have to have a lot of stuff behind you as long as you're credible, obviously, and coming with value. That's what pumps us up to create this platform that, because nothing out there, there's podcast connector platforms out there, but they're so surface level. Mm-hmm. If you imagine, like, we all have businesses that we want to create a legacy around. We want to create a big change in the world. It's not just connecting podcast and podcast guests together. Mm-hmm. It's to allow people to fully take advantage of this medium, because right now it's so decentralized. It's all over the place. No one knows where to find credible people. There's no checks and balances or like, oh, I don't know if this guy's going to be a good guest or not, or, you know, good podcast or not. But if you imagine, like, if we can create this badass platform and everyone else can benefit from it and there's little to no barrier in, just imagine what can come of that in the future.
Yeah.
And it's exciting because this shit is, it seems very competitive and it seems like it's been around, but it's growing. And I know there's something, like you said, oh, well, it's fading in certain aspects, but there's, that goes with any industry.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Yeah. And I mean, the thing that I'm excited about is, you know, we've, connections and network have been the biggest growth factor in our business. Just getting to know new people, getting on other people's podcasts, getting people who've been on our show to connect us with other people. Just this networking effect that we've had over the years has been such a big impact on our business. So we wanted to create a platform where we can facilitate that for others. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what I'm so excited about is creating this tool to help facilitate this network effect for other people. And Richie Ote, Beyond Eight Figures, mm-hmm. and
Steve Bolscher's
Reinvention Radio,
co-host there.
He just asked a question about the podcast platform.
Hey,
we'll get into more details in a future episode, but the general idea is it's going to be an online platform that helps podcast guests connect with podcast hosts and helps get them more reach. And we're going to do it in some really, really creative ways with, you know, extra Facebook retargeting mixed in. And
we'll be chatting
email
with
lists
you,
and chat bots and
Richie and
all of the systems that we use to drive traffic into our own podcasts and our own products. We're going to use a lot of those systems to help drive awareness to other people's podcasts and drive awareness to guests that want to be on podcasts.
It's exciting. And this is a bigger play for us. There's a lot of stuff happening now that we're essentially building right now and funding that. But that thing's like, that's what we're really getting pumped up for. Right now, I guess to steal something from James Framco, it's our Infinity Project. Mm-hmm. But it's definitely, holy moly. Okay, mm-hmm. We've been going on a while. So, yeah, look out for that. We probably should wrap it up. This has been a long, I don't know how long.
It's been about an hour.
Oh, that's it? Okay.
So, yeah, but we do actually have a training that we're conducting in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So,
gotta go.
So we should probably wrap up this episode. But, you know, 100 episodes down.
Sound effect.
And 100 more on the way, and new platform, and even more awesome guests. We'd love to hear anybody who's listening in on this episode. Who do you want us to get on the podcast? Yeah. Or do you know someone that you can connect us with that you think would be a good fit for the podcast?
Or sponsorship opportunities? Whatever.
Yeah, any of that. Yeah.
No, send them, seriously, just email me. Or Matt.
Yeah.
Probably
it's,
me.
It's our name at Evergreen Profits. Joe at Evergreen Profits, Matt at Evergreen Profits. You'll get us.
Not hard to read.
Just don't spam us, assholes.
Yeah. Seriously. Come on. You love us. We love you. All right. Well, we're going to wrap it up. I'm going to say hi and bye to all the Facebook Live people. I'll probably hop over there after we hit stop on this thing. Yeah. But
we'll probably have to move our training out by like 15 minutes or something, but
that's
fine. We'll be good.
They're all our buddies. So thanks so much for listening, and if you've been with us since the beginning of the podcast, which I know we do have a lot of friends,
Dan Ryan.
We
oh just, shit, that's more money out of our pocket.
It's okay, it usually comes back in tenfold. Yeah. But thank you so much, because this is literally the best thing that we've created in our business, and that's not, I'm not just saying that to say that. It's true.
Yeah.
And hashtag Pink Mike.
Hashtag Pink Mike. Never going to catch on. All right. Here's to 100 more.
All right. See ya.
Cheers.